live and local,
across the city
and South Cambridgeshire.
This is Alex Elbrook.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
Cambridge Theatre Company have a new production of Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat, which takes to the stage for the whole of the Christmas week. And I'm delighted that Vicky Jones, usually known as fronting local band Fred's House, is joining me to talk about the show, which she's also appearing in. Hi, Vicky.
Hello, Alex.
Well, it's so lovely to speak to you, and it's really interesting to be speaking to you about a theatre show, or a musical, I should say.
Yeah, it's something a bit different.
Yes, so how did you get involved in this?
I sort of heard about Cambridge Theatre Company through a few of my students, because I teach singing and they're involved in shows locally and that sort of thing. So I heard about them and I saw that they were doing Joseph, and I just thought, you know what, I think I might be good casting for this. And it's been a long time since I've done a musical. That was, I don't know for anyone who knows Fred's House, but that was my background before I was in a band. So, and I, you know, I worked professionally and that sort of thing with musical theatre. So it kind of feels like going back to like an old flame, you know?
Yeah, it's not such a big leap for you then, really. I mean, it's musical theatre, which I've spoken to you about before off air. It's something we both love, and you've, like say, you've been lucky enough to do professionally and be trained in it. So for those that don't know the story of Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat, can you just give a brief thing and what you're playing in it?
Yeah, so I'm playing the narrator, and the role of the narrator is basically to guide the audience through the story. And I've got, you know, there's children in the production, and you know, I'm taking them through the story. And so the story of Joseph is essentially what we're telling. And yeah, it's about Joseph and his 11 other brothers, and how he's a little bit arrogant. He's seen as like he's the favorite, and of course his father buys him this beautiful coat, and his brothers are not too happy about it. But I mean, it's based on the old story from the Old Testament, I was told. I understand, not that I know much about the Old Testament or claim to have much knowledge of that, but yeah, he was essentially a prophet. He had these dreams that could kind of predict, you know, the future and things. So yeah, it's a very interesting story. But I mean, it's sold as a family show, which of course it is. It's, you know, it's really vibrant and fun, and the music's fantastic. But it is actually quite a dark story, because the brothers end up selling Joseph to be a slave. He then gets into a bit of bother with that, because the captain's wife takes quite a liking to Joseph, and then he ends up in jail. The brothers go back and tell their dad that he's dead. So, you know, it's...
Yeah, so that's a very good point. I mean, it's been taken over, isn't it, by Andrew Lloyd Webber and Tim Rice, of course. So it's a very well-known, in that sense, musical, yeah. Obviously, like you say, but you forget, unless you listen to the lyrics too much, that it's quite a dark story, isn't it? I mean, there's a real moral to the story, which is kind of good. I mean, I suppose like a lot of stories that come from the Bible, there is a good moral to it. But there's all sorts in there. I mean, from what I remember, there's Elvis in there, isn't it? Or an Elvis impersonator.
Well, it's the Pharaoh character, yeah. That's done as the Elvis thing, which in our production, we're kind of paying homage to the original productions, but we're sort of doing it in our own way. I won't say too much about that
for
those
who
are coming to the show, so that it's a surprise. But you know, the director and everything's done a really great job of finding a way for us to tell the story in our own way. So
brilliant. Yeah, really, I was going to ask you, you said that there's some children involved, so is it all ages in this production?
Yeah, basically. I think we've got some members that are sort of 8-9 years old, right up to, you know, whatever age. I wouldn't like to
judgment not, yeah.
on the
yeah.
oldest cast members' ages, but yeah, like right
adults
through.
Anyway. So, yeah, yeah.
Practically, yeah.
And is there any dialogue in it that's spoken, or is it all singing?
It's all singing, yeah.
Fantastic.
Singing from start to end, you know, and there's lots of iconic songs that people will remember from when, you know, Jason Donovan was doing it back in the day.
I have to admit, I've seen Jason Donovan do it, because I was a bit of a fan.
Well, that's a lot to live up to, Alex.
Yeah, you know? I'm sorry about that. I've seen other productions of it too, like school production things, so it's always a really good one to get everyone knowing. Can we all sing along as well?
I don't see why not. Absolutely. I mean, if it's COVID safe, I suppose that's maybe the only issue.
Maybe, but sing along quietly. Yeah. Now, can you tell us where it's on in Cambridge and performance times?
Absolutely. So it's running from Tuesday the 21st of December to Friday the 24th of December, and it's on at the Great Hall at the Lees. So it's on in their theatre.
Excellent, lovely. So that's Trumpington Road, isn't it?
Yeah.
And I see performance times are Tuesday to Thursday, 7:30, and then the Wednesday and Thursday at 2 o'clock, and then you've got a Friday at 1 o'clock. So that's lovely for Christmas Eve to get you in the mood.
Yes, exactly. We will be very G'd up for Christmas then.
Oh, that'll be lovely. What a magical
I must say,
time.
A few of the performances are very close to sell out. So if you do want to come, quickly get on the website. It's camtheatrecompany.co.uk. Have I got that right, Alex?
Yeah, really. Yeah, that's perfect. I was just about to ask you what the booking thing was, but you've done it for me. That's brilliant, Vicky. Well, good luck with it and break a leg, as they say. And
thank
I'll
you.
Look forward to seeing it that week too.
Fantastic. Me too, Alex. Thanks so much for having me.
Cambridge 105 Radio.